The first question is, why do you need an appellate specialist when the parties are talking about settlement? Frankly, what you see is that your trial counsel, and you may have clients that are familiar with settlement, but they may not be familiar with some of the nuances about settling on appeal. And as we're going to discuss, there are some pitfalls that even the most seasoned lawyer may not be aware of. So your involvement and the expertise you can bring as an appellate specialist is really going to help ensure that your client's goals in settling that case are met. Knowing what you can and cannot do and setting client expectations is key. Making sure that when you are negotiating that settlement that you are contemplating these specific appellate issues is very important. And then making sure they're memorialized in that agreement are going to be key to, again, making sure your client is happy. And then, finally, properly requesting that relief before the Court of Appeals, because that it would be detrimental, again, to making sure the settlement is effectuated the way that you have agreed to. So, when you're the appellate specialist, what are you going to be looking for? What are you doing?
Stay on target.
We're too close.
Stay on target.
Loosen up!
I can't be the only appellate lawyer in the room who's been told to loosen up. And certainly that means that the one that got blown up, that was the trial lawyer. Your job as the appellate specialist is going to be to keep them on target, keep them on task. You need to figure out what you're going to do with the trial judgment. You need to be considering Court of Appeals opinions, what you can and can't do, trying to avoid them if you're worried about them, drafting the correct filings, again, before the Court of Appeals to get what it is that you want, and making sure that these appellate issues are discussed and agreed to in your settlement agreement.